Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 12. Naishkarmyam api
achuta
bhava
varjitam
na
shobate
gyanam
alam
niranjanam Kutaha
Punaha
Shashvat
Abhadram
Ishvare
Na
Cha
Arpitam
Karma
Yat api
Akaranam Naishkarmyam apyachuta bhava varjitam na shobhate gyanam alam niranjanam kuta puna shashvada bhadram ishvare na charpitam karma yadapya karmanam Naishkarmyam apyachuta bhava varjitam na shobhate gyanam alam niranjanam kuta puna shashvada bhadram ishvare na charpitam karma yadapya karanam. Translation: knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God. What then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As referred to above, not only ordinary literatures devoid of the transcendental glorification of the Lord are condemned, but also Vedic literatures and speculations on the subject of impersonal Brahman, when they are devoid of devotional service. When speculation on the impersonal Brahman is condemned on the above ground, then what to speak of ordinary fruitive work, which is not meant to fulfill the aim of devotional service. Such speculative knowledge and fruitive work cannot lead one to the goal of perfection. Fruitive work, in which almost all people in general are engaged, is always painful, either in the beginning or at the end. It can be fruitful only when made subservient to the devotional service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is confirmed that the result of such fruitive work may be offered to the service of the Lord. Otherwise it leads to material bondage. The bona fide enjoyer of the fruitive work is the personality of Godhead. And when it is engaged for the sense gratification of the living beings, it becomes an acute source of trouble. So generally speaking, there are three categories of pursuits: karma, jnana, and bhakti. Karma and jnana cannot be successful without bhakti. Whereas bhakti by itself is powerful enough to be completely successful, without the addition of karma or jnana. In fact, karma and jnana are weak by nature. And if they are mixed with bhakti, then the bhakti becomes weaker. But precisely because they are weak, karma and jnana need the support of bhakti in order to bring success. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada is instructing Srila Vyasadeva about the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he says that literatures which glorify the transcendental name, form, qualities, pastimes, and paraphernalia of the Lord are appreciated by thoughtful and learned persons, even if they are not perfectly composed. Whereas literature devoid of the glories of the Lord are condemned. Ordinary literatures are condemned. But here, Narada says that even Vedic literatures, which deal with fruitive activities or even impersonal speculation on the absolute truth, if they are devoid of the concept of devotional service, they are also condemned. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, or in general, any literature which glorifies the personality of Godhead, is considered valuable. And any other literature devoid of the glories of the Lord is considered worthless. Thus, indirectly, Narada is condemning the compilations of Vedic literature by Vyasadeva, which were devoid of the glories of the Lord. And thus he was encouraging him to devote his energy now to describing the glories of the Lord in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, the distribution of literatures like Srimad Bhagavatam is the most beneficial activity for the human society, because literatures like Srimad Bhagavatam can purify the polluted atmosphere of the age. They can purify the polluted hearts of the people, and therefore not only did Narada instruct Vyas to describe the glories of the Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam, but Srila Prabhupada translated Srimad Bhagavatam into English, and he ordered his disciples to translate his rendition of Srimad Bhagavatam from English into so many other languages of the world, so that people all over the world can benefit from such transcendental literature. And he orders his disciples to distribute his books, but not only to distribute them, but also to read them and study them and learn them. Once he commented that Sankirtan, or distributing his books, would keep the devotees happy. and that reading his books would keep the devotees. So the distribution of such knowledge, and of course the discussion of such topics, are really the most important activities for members of the Krishna consciousness movement. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Okay, we can end.